Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later. Hello, this is Imogen. Imogen from Stella Firma. If you haven't heard yet, Rusty Quill has a brand new original audio drama, Trice Forgotten. Trice Forgotten is a swashbuckling found family adventure created by Nemo Martin. Alestes likes to keep her head down while she works as a merchant, couriering deliveries and carrying travellers to destinations across the seas. Only as her travellers gradually become permanent crewmates, she realises her ship has become a floating museum, laboratory, vault of repatriated treasures, and a chef's kitchen. After spending most of her life with the understanding that nothing changes no matter how hard you fight, Alestes is faced with a choice. Will she use her new network of allies to build safe harbour and potentially a future for her new community, or will she once again put her head down and drown in a sea of excuses? Trice Forgotten is the latest audio drama from Rusty Quill, creators of multiple award-winning podcasts, including The Magnus Archives and Stella Firma. Search for Trice Forgotten, T-R-I-C-E, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit www.rustyquill.com for more information. Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Trexel, Do you know where we're going?
I'm pretty sure
we've been climbing through these vents for about 23 and a half hours. And
yes.
Well, I think we should probably be where the complaints go now,
what
right?
Do you mean? I've been following you, David.
You're in front.
I don't understand. Look, the point is, we're making progress, and wherever progress is going, it's good. Progress for progress' sake.
Progress to where?
Progress to the future, David. To the bright, shining future in which I am an executive sitting on some sort of large, ceremonial executive chair. And I'm assuming that through these vents is to that destiny. Unless I've entirely misunderstood what we're doing here. Which is always possible, David!
Not just possible, but likely.
So you think we're going to crawl through some vents and you're just going to find an executive position at the end?
Well, David, I've never understood the hierarchical structure.
No, no, stop. This is all going to be rubbish. No, we are trying to find the complaints department, right? Because we are expediting and we put things up the tube and nothing gets done and the gun walls are empty. So I want to know where this tube right here goes. Where do our things go?
David, why are you so insistent on all of this? Why can't you just live in the nice, soft, warm embrace of complete ignorance that we have all found quite comforting over the eons?
Because I have suddenly found out that potentially my entire existence is completely pointless!
All existences are pointless, David. That's why we shout so much. Come on, it's simple!
A simple philosophy, but surprisingly accurate.
Oh. Wait, you think that too?
What?
That existence is pointless.
You're not going to make me think about it, David. I can tell you're trying to make me introspective, and it's not going to work. I'm extrospective, David, and proud. Proud, I say.
I wasn't. I was just a bit sad.
Look at these walls. Aren't they grand?
Oh, fine. Right, we can't afford to do this in here because we'll never get out. Yes, Drexel. So, look, change subject. You are Captain Vent Times, right?
I am the Captain Vent Time.
The old Ventman.
Admiral Vents himself.
Trex Vent Geist Vent, that's who you are.
Let's not push it, David.
Chief Detective of Venta Firma.
I like that, but I'm too big to admit it.
Okay, well, why do you spend so much time here? And also, since you do spend too much time in here, how do you still not have any idea where we're going?
Look, the vents are a mysterious place. It's only in a vent that a human being is truly free. Obviously not in a physical sense, you're enclosed in a metal tube, and also not really in a mental sense, because the claustrophobia is destructive in the extreme, but outside of the physical and mental sense, you can only truly be free in a vent. Do you understand?
No.
Okay, well, the reason I spend so much time in the vents is because in a vent, no one asks me to do anything. Because, largely speaking, they can't find me. Oh, what's that? Something's on fire? I scuttle in a vent. Oh, what's that? Bills are in? Scuttle in a vent. Oh, what's that? They've found the pit and the bodies. Scuttle in a vent, David. It's a very simple equation. Responsibility plus Drexel equals vent scuttle.
Spurious algebra detected. Security alerted.
Okay, well, now I'm in the vent too, so I'm having to ask you, can you take us to where the complaints go?
Oh, you're harshing my vent vibe, David. You're harshing my vent vibe.
All right. Well, try scuttling away. I'll just scuttle after you.
I'll kick at you, you scuttling follower. You get away from me. You're harshing my buzz.
I'm going to head him off.
Now, how did you get around me?
Oh, the power of the slime.
You slimy weirdo.
Right, yes.
Fine, we'll play it your way, David.
All right.
You want to find where the complaints and solutions to those complaints goes.
Yes.
And to do that, we need to follow the little tubes.
Yes.
Now, as it happens, we've circled back on the tubes pretty close to where we started, I'm sure, because I can smell that really hint of garbage that was a real feature of the expediting room.
What?
What?
You mean you've been leading us in circles?
I always go in circles, David. The circle is the finest of shapes, other than the rhombus. The sexy, sexy rhombus.
That explains so much. Right, well, for once in your life, could you please try and go in a straight line, maybe even a parabolic arc?
Well, I can give it a go, David, but luckily these tubes appear to go in a straight line. So if we go due that-a-way, I'm pretty sure we'll get somewhere at some point, and I can't be any more specific than that. Nor would I want to be, even if I knew.
Wait, so is your solution you're just going to follow the troops?
Yes, what was your solution going to be?
Well, I was... The obvious thing is to just follow the troops.
Well, then why are you complaining, David?
Okay, in which case, so that I can avoid any more Trexel shenanigans, I'm going to go first.
Trexnanigans. Off you go.
They are as inevitable as death. And performance reviews.
So, David,
what, Trexel?
I've been thinking.
Oh, really?
I was a little bit alarmed when you ripped that hole in what was clearly quite a thick metal wall, because I appreciate you've been exercising, David, and becoming a very dense and strong clone boy.
But been doing it was a lot of upsy-downsies.
Exactly, and a lot of the ones where the bum nearly touches the floor. But
that was a
thick metal wall, and you just tore a big rage hole in it.
Yeah, so? Can you not do that?
No. No, I can't.
Can you do this?
Oh! You just punched a hole in the vent wall.
Wait.
You spent one day in my vent world, and you're already punching holes in the walls. Aren't you happy that you've harshed my buzz? Isn't that enough? Now you've got to destroy things with your big, violent arms?
How about yes to both of those things? And, well, actually, why don't we have a look through the hole and see what's there? It might be the complaints room.
A little peep. Okay, let's have a look there.
Oh. It's some sort of whirlpool.
Ah, well, that, David, appears to be what we call the maelstrom of ultimate woe there, buddy. Why don't you reconsider your actions before we properly kill you? It's sort of an intermediate punishment between putting you in an airlock or recycling you or something, you know, super deadly, but it's still pretty bad. You get shaken up in a big whirlpool.
Oh, that explains why there's so many screaming people in there in pencil skirts and pantsuits.
I recognise them. They don't like me.
Okay.
Well, maelstrom for them. But,
right.
David, this must mean we're near the punishment deck, and that is quite a low deck. You don't put punishments at the top, you put them at the bottom, and then that allows all of the hot and pointy things to fall downwards with speed.
Okay. Right, well, let's move away from the punishment.
Push on.
Kind of quickly in case somebody finds us, and then it's like a really, really short kind of whoop! Pushed you into a terrible pit of angry knife dogs or something.
Yes, knife dogs. They got that idea from one of our planets, remember?
Wait, do you mean I invented the knife dog pit?
Because people are like, oh, look, a lovely dog. And it jumps up and it slices you in the neck and face. So, you know,
That's what I said.
Yes, exactly. And they listened and they built it.
You can't argue with a good idea like knife dog.
Really? So they actually used something from one of our designs and it went somewhere and it didn't just blow up because Trexel ruined it?
No, it went into a horrible torture that's regarded as one of the worst. Well done, David. You contributed.
It's at least something, right? Okay? At least they listened to that and not the complaints where I'm actually trying to help. They took the thing where I was trying to help, murderer, but where I was trying to help, well, unconfirmed murderer, maybe murderer of their band.
David.
Yes?
Have you ever heard the phrase, grass maketh straws?
I have not, no.
Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping you'd explain it to me. Anyway, let's move on.
Moving on has never been a strong suit for either of you.
Wait a minute. Why can we hear Imogen so clearly? She's not in the vents, is she? Well, she's in the vents. Why is she in the vents?
David, calm down. Imogen can hear and see all. But no, they don't just put speakers for Imogen's voice to come out of just in the vents. Who'd be listening to them? Me? They clearly don't care about me, David. That's the one thing we've established. No, I have a portable Imogen.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the one from Sales?
It is, David. Well remembered.
You're not supposed to have that, are you?
No, I'm not.
So you stole it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you decided not to tell me about it because...
I don't understand.
Right.
Stolen Stellar Firma property detected. Security alert blocked. I like the vent adventure.
Okay, good.
But that's what that is. Pop it away.
Brilliant. So Imogen can... everything and...
yeah.
Walls and...
Well, what if we got into some sort of scrape that we needed Imogen to get us out of? Remember when Hartro tried to murder us?
Okay, yes, but also remember when Imogen tried to murder us?
I mean, it's a good point. If I had Hartro to put in a pocket to act as some sort of balancing force, maybe I'd do that. But if I put Hartro in my pocket, I get a feeling that will end with feet and mouth. I can't quite work out how it will work from the pocket to the mouth, but, you know, she'll find a way.
Please don't. Please stop talking about Hartro. I have a horrible feeling that she'll turn
David,
up somehow.
Up. What? David, shut up! Listen. someone else in my vents!
Oh, no!
It's coming from here. It's coming from over here. Come, David, come!
Okay, right. Oh, please don't be hard, Tro. Oh, I've only just got my mouth clean.
What is this nest? David, get back. There's rustling. There's rustling, David. There's something coming to us.
It's okay. In here, they can't see you in here. They can't
David,
see
are we
you
dead?
It's, you're, like, with me. Dead. You're with me.
Who are you? You're not Hartrow. Where are your feet?
Who are you? How did you find me?
You are encroaching on Trexel's vent world, whoever you are.
Trexel? Trexel Geistman?
Ah, yes. You know me.
Yes. I wish I did not, you terrible piece of man flesh, you smear of disgusting badness, you.
Wow. Okay, bit weak, but I like the energy.
Who are you?
David.
David?
Yes, David.
I don't like it when people say David like that. Why does nobody say Trexel like that? Hmm, Trexel, I like you.
David is in David 7.
Wait, you know me too?
I've been in the vents for a long time.
Okay, this has gone from nice to kind of scary.
Bit scary, bit creepy.
Why?
It's safe in the vents.
Okay, I want to establish something.
You don't get to
What's
establish
your
anything
name?
Here. This is my domain.
Right,
take this leaflet.
Well, I'll just...
Read this leaflet. Oh. I'll put this leaflet What's on this? You. Take it.
Okay, I'm taking it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The board. If they only knew, gosh, they'd be cross. What is this?
There's something happening in Stella Firma.
Yes, no, there is something happening.
Yes.
Stella Firma's broken.
Yes.
It's completely broken.
Yes, it's bad.
Screw the board. The board is rubbish.
Whoa now. There are no gun walls in the vents. But if there were, they would be very deployed right now.
Well, you can't really say that.
I mean, you can and I did. The gun walls, but they're out of ammo.
The gun walls are out of ammo?
Well, at least in the room that we were in.
I've not been outside for so long. The gun walls are only a memory.
Good. Wait, that means the gun walls aren't here. Yes, screw the board. The board are a big...
No,
stupid...
No,
they're all a bunch
no,
of Trexels.
I'm sure they're not. If I could just show them these leaflets... They would understand.
What?
They would stop all this chaos and madmen sending terrible designs and making planets melt and horrible murders happen and small...
I think this is a reference to my stuff,
yes,
isn't it?
This is a thing
about Trexel.
Get into the leaflet!
Hey now, how about we consider things more carefully? These are really weak leaflets. Weaklets, I call them.
You're a weaklet.
Wow. Slam.
You're a weaklet.
Terrible! You get down under the leaflets, David.
God, that
now,
is, there is that
how about
deep.
You?
Yes.
Yes, I've been writing these for a very long time, David.
Right. Okay. And
I was hoping I could see you were different.
Yes, I have malfunctioning subservience protocols.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, that's good. That means I'm not subservient. That means I can say things like, "I don't like the board very
you
much."
Shh. No, I'm sure they're benevolent. I'm sure look, nobody would build a company that works like this. That would be stupid. I mean, who would put money before lives? Who would think that making the profit line go up was so important that planets should be destroyed? No rational person would think like that.
Have you met many people?
Do you know what I mean?
I know I've been pushed under the leaflets, but I've got a couple of ideas about all of this.
I was going to say, wait, let me just fish him out. Hey, Trexel. hey, Trexel.
Yes?
So you've got a graph in front of you, right?
Okay.
And you've got X and Y, but it is flat. It is going flat, but then...
Implying a lack of growth.
But then, But then you see 50,000 puppies in front of you, right?
Okay.
And you are told if you stamp on all of their heads...
I've stamped it. I've just started stamping. Has the graph changed? Has it gone up? Please,
actually,
let the graph go up.
This is why Trexel is terrible. He would stamp on the puppies, but the board wouldn't know if they knew. They would only stamp on puppies if they didn't know they were there.
So they don't care enough about puppies to even bother to look if they're stamping on puppies?
Well, what if they were underneath a layer of bad employees?
So you're saying that there's like a bunch of Trexels and Hartrow stamping on puppies and then stopping?
Yes, and the board is far away and up there where we can't see. But if we could get to them, if we could speak to them, they would stop this.
Extremely wishful thinking detected. Security, feeling kind of bad for you.
I don't think they would. I think they're pretty on board with it all, personally.
No, they couldn't be. That would be...
that would mean your life was a lie, wouldn't it?
That would be ridiculous.
Yes, life can be okay. a lie. Yes.
Question, have you distributed these leaflets? Because there are a lot here, and I've not seen any of them my very brief walks around Stella Firma.
I've been waiting for the opportune moment.
And what would define the opportune moment, in your opinion?
When I'm finished writing them. I have to have enough for all of the employees, and there's only 15,000 here, and there's 100,000 employees.
I mean, there's a lot more than 100,000 employees, but, you know, I've got some ideas about why that might be. It's old Detective Geissman to the rescue.
Where did you get,
he takes out a packet of cigarettes, lights one, realizes he still does not smoke, and flicks it into the void.
Wait,
slime to the rescue! I've got it! My slime is flame retardant!
He's like a slimy fire hydrant.
He's got the slime. Here we go.
I've got
leaflets. See, you're already useful, David.
I think I stickied up about 1,500 leaflets, so...
And I burned a good couple thousand more, so sorry for the setback, but, you know...
Oh, no.
The venture was flawed from the start, so hey-ho.
I mean, if you think about it, it's not that much of a setback, because you were probably, like, less than 1% through your stated tasks, so...
But it was a start. It's better to be doing something than... just staying up here and hoping my manager doesn't find me.
Barely.
Yes. Well, we're on the hunt for the complaints and the place that they go, because I think they don't go anywhere except the place that they go. But
you don't want to go to the complaints.
What do you know about complaints?
I only know rumours. Rumours from years ago.
Well, give us rumours. Rumours are good.
They say it's like an enormous mouth full of beaks that... peck you until you don't have any hair or nails left.
Wow.
They say it's like a butt crack full of mildew. Eats your eyes and your skin and everything. They said it's like a nose that's eternally sniffing.
Wow. What?
That's irritating.
Gross.
How could anywhere be like all those things?
You should never go there, sweet David. Trexel, you can go there, but not you, David.
Oh, thank you. Ha-ha! I get to go somewhere you don't get to go. I get to go to the nose-mouth butt. Nose-mouth butt for me.
Have a sticky leaflet
for me. Take it to the mouth butt.
Yes, that worked. Oh, nice one. I'm going to take that trick, cover him in paper.
We should be partners in some way, David. I feel like you could... really bring something to the cause.
David is my partner. Don't go partner stealing.
He's not your partner. He's a clone you happen to be affiliated with, I'm sure. No one's partners with you.
I like thinking about it that way, but unfortunately, yes, I am assigned to Trexel as his clone assistant.
Bound by board law. Board law.
But the laws are unjust. So someone must have tricked the board.
Everybody stop everything. Stop covering me in paper. Stop talking about things. Wait. Who are you? And why are you here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, no one's asked me a question in a really long time. I'm Enola.
Right, Enola. And Enola.
Yes.
May I call you Enola? Enola.
No, you can call me nothing. I do not wish to be addressed by you.
I'm going to look at the wall 2 feet away from your head and ask that a question, but if you happen to answer a person I'm not talking to, then that's fine. So... bit of wall. Why are you here in my vents with leaflets giving...
This is clearly my vent. I've been living here longer than you.
All right. So why did you come into the vents in the first place?
I escaped the build team.
Interesting.
There's this thing that happens when you keep getting sent planet designs that murder thousands of living, sentient creatures. And it's sort of... you sort of don't want to do that anymore after a while. So I ran away.
You ran away from the build team.
You got a bunch of Trexel's designs. They were rubbish. Caused death because... obviously, they always do. And you felt guilty.
So this is another flaw that has been inserted into Stella Firma by nefarious forces. It's hard to leave, so you have to hide instead. So I ran away and I hid.
You do know the board doesn't care about those planets.
They must care. They must just not know. Who in their right mind couldn't care about the deaths of millions of people?
An entire planet blew up. Everybody knows about it. That kind of thing filters up the chain, don't you think?
Okay, David. David, you're breaking their brain. David.
No, stop.
Stop it.
No.
Right, so I don't have a subservience protocol, but everyone else does.
Pretty much, David. Pretty much. So stop waving your lack of servience around and upsetting other people. This poor, misguided creature has run away from their responsibility.
Don't you call me poor and misguided. I am rich and extremely well-guided.
All right.
I am guided like a missile into the heart of truth.
Yeah, but a missile that's going to hand you a leaflet at the end of it. Like,
yes.
Good. Look, the direction is good. I like the direction. This is great, but maybe, I don't know, throw a brick.
No, it's the information. It needs to be disseminated.
Okay, well, disseminate
but
it.
But I don't have enough. If there's not enough people, then it will all fall down.
Hang on a minute. This is the vents, okay? Which I'm assuming controls airflow within the station. Otherwise, why have vents? Is it just for crawling through?
Could be.
Can't be. That would be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Why would anybody have vents that are just for crawling through? So it definitely controls the airflow. So what you need to do is find, like, the central fan... stuff your leaflets in there, and then the fan will blow them all through the station, all
yes.
at the same time. So everybody will get a bunch of leaflets.
And that, Enola, will be a big, bold statement. How do you feel about that? A big, bold, loud, clear statement.
Yes.
Maybe.
Against the board.
No, not against the board.
David, can I just talk to you over here for a moment? Come over here, David.
All right.
David, I hate to inform you, but what we found here is a big glass of weak sauce. So, you know, I think you should maybe let this one go. I know you're excited because you've found a sort of
but
friend.
But they're the only person who's actually ever,
yes.
you know, expressed
yes. a... Yes. Yes, but they're rubbish, aren't they, David?
Well, but, I mean...
Say it, David, they're rubbish.
Maybe a bit.
They're a little bit rubbish. You see, life's disappointments are infinite. Welcome to life.
Wait, no. You shut up.
What?
Like, take some leaflets. Hopefully they'll harden and encase you in a sarcophagus of weak statements.
Right? Will I become a weak butterfly?
Probably. Enola,
yes.
I know it's really scary, okay?
Yes.
I can literally be blended at any time for any reason, right?
Well, we all could be.
But me, like, especially because I'm not even a person, according to Stella Firma. And the board know about this, right?
No, they can't. If I can see that you're a person...
But you care.
Of course I do. Everyone must.
No, the board doesn't care because the board are all like Trexel.
Hello.
No, impossible.
Yes.
No.
No.
But there's a but Trexel doesn't control a company. There's people like Trexel.
No, exactly. People like me. Exactly. I'm from a long line of executives.
They don't become senior leaders.
Yes.
Trexel is on the executive track.
Madness.
Trexel is on the executive track.
Yep,
Trexel is on the executive track.
What?
He's going to be an executive.
Hello.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's literally on the executive track.
I was told by my line manager. It's pretty exciting. I'm material for the top, they said.
No.
Yeah.
So sorry, but yes.
Oh, David, have you ever seen someone's scales fall from their eyes in real time? It's like this. Isn't it sad?
It is quite upsetting.
I think we should abandon this thing, David, and maybe move on.
What?
Now we've ruined its hopes and dreams, maybe we should just move on.
Okay. Trexel, shut up.
Okay, shutting up.
Okay, Enola, you respect leaflets, right?
Yes. Yes. It must be it's the only way to distribute the words.
I'm going to distribute a word to you. Okay, so I'm just going to peel this leaflet off of Trexel's cheek. And just cut, I'm going to Trexel?
Yes.
Can you hold out your finger?
Okay.
Right. Okay, I'm just going to use his blood and right. So
ow.
Enola.
Ow.
Hang in there.
Ow.
Champ.
Have my hand back, please.
There we go.
Ow.
All right.
Oh.
There you go. So there's a pamphlet for you, and maybe use that pamphlet to distribute the other pamphlets, because you just got to keep trying, right? Because if you don't, then it's all pointless. Yeah, so we're going to go and look for complaints.
Don't go in the butt crack!
We're going to have to go into the butt crack, because I need to know where these complaints go. Because
if
I can find these complaints,
I
can find some evidence, and it's scary, and I might die. But hey, as I said, I could die all the time, every day, so...
I could too, but for, you know, different reasons.
Shut up, Drexel.
I'm going to do that, but you kind of keep on doing you, but maybe, like, actually do it.
I'm going to write about you, David.
Okay.
Ooh, fanfic.
Are you going to tell someone about that?
When I have enough.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, right. Moving on now. Okay. Moving on. Well, okay. Lovely to meet you. God.
Okay, bye.
It was terrible to meet you, Drexel. Goodbye, David.
Bye, Enola. Bye.
They seem nice, if a bit rubbish.
Gosh, we have to meet more people like that. What a tedious basket of nothing.
Good, cool. I'm glad you learned anything from that, Drexel. Brilliant.
What do you mean, learned?
Well, exactly.
Right, let's keep following this tube. Now, I'm pretty sure that somewhere around here, there should be...
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Enola was played by Helen Gould. The episode was edited by Maddie Sell and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Gabby Marler, Sammy Winchester, Sinner the Poet, Lawrence, Mara Kay, Mary Stanfield, Elliot Brunette, Eva Lado, Gadzooks, David Paul, Kino Artistov, Witch, Levin Gabersh, Joe Rich, Scaredy Cat, Stark, Catty Wampus, Empathic, Platonically in Love with Trees, Daria Hoey, Graham Patrick Gallagher, Megan Beattie, Michaela Kinnear, Jamie, Brooklyn Haight, Michaela B, Ivy Wong, Sordith Sanchez, Sibo Wang, Francesca, Mariana Tajakis, Megan Shearer, Poison Quills, Exastra, Maggie Bostick, Ray, Robin, Ariel Allen, Rebecca Seabee, Miriam and Brenton. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.